KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, being brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Well, I think everyone in attendance is still thawing out here this morning, but a great football game last night in Audubon as the Audubon Wheelers made just enough plays down the stretch to edge out the Cam Cougars 40-32 in that quarterfinal round game at Chiz Jones Field. Both teams had big plays on both sides of the ball throughout the bitter cold night. It was everything you could want in a playoff football game. The Cougars struck first. They built an early 12-0 lead on a Lane Speaker 21-yard touchdown run and a Nate Hensley 1-yard score. The Wheelers responded late in the half and got on board with a 19-yard Caden Smith touchdown run with 4:13 left in the half. Three plays later, Ethan Clucky gave the Wheelers their first lead on a 15-yard interception return for a touchdown. The two teams then traded big plays before the half was done. Cam struck on a 48-yard touchdown pass from Nate Hensley to Jacob Holstey. The Wheelers would score with 8 seconds left in the half on a 34-yard touchdown pass from Gavin Smith to Ethan Clucky, giving them a 20-18 lead at the half. Audubon then had the first two scores of the second half. The Wheelers forced a fumble as the Cougars were going for it on a 4th-and-1 at their own 21-yard line. Ethan Clucky got that recovery, and the Wheelers cashed that turnover in on the next play, which was a wild one. Skyler Schultes had the ball snapped over his head. He had to run back past midfield to track it down, picked it up on a hop, turned around and then looked downfield, and then he found Caden Smith across the field. He was able to break one tackle and get into the end zone on a 26-yard score on that broken play. Cam then had a turnover on downs at midfield, giving the ball back to Audubon. The Wheelers would then score on a 5-yard run by Caden Smith to lead 34-18. Cam would strike back, though, with a 60-yard touchdown pass from Nate Hensley to Lane Speaker as Speaker showed off his wheels getting in the end zone. That got him within 10. Audubon got another touchdown run from Caden Smith to put the lead to 40-24, and then Cam would drive back 9 plays, 56 yards to make it a one-score game early in the fourth quarter. That drive was capped off on a 10-yard Lane Speaker halfback pass to Jacob Holstey, followed by a critical 2-point conversion run by Ethan Arp. So that made it that 8-point game, 40-32 with 10:48 left. The Cougars were able to force a turnover on downs for the Wheelers at the Cam 30 to get the ball back with 7:11 left. But after getting into Wheeler territory, a holding call pushed the Cougars back and ended up stalling them at midfield. Pressure forced Nace Hensley out of the pocket on fourth down, and he couldn't get off a pass that was in bounds, turning it back over to Audubon with 4:17 left. Cougars did have a couple of timeouts, but the Wheelers got a couple of first downs to seal the victory. The first one came on a fourth down where a hard count by Gavin Smith forced an encroachment call on the Cougars, and that gave the Wheelers the first down, and then they were able to convert one more as, of course, Cam spends their timeouts at the end of the game, but not enough time left to get the ball back. Audubon improves to 11-1 on the season. They'll head into the semifinals now for the first time since 1989, and they'll get a chance to avenge their lone loss of the season. They have a rematch with Remsen St. Mary's in the semifinals on Thursday. That'll be a noon kickoff, and we'll have coverage here on KJN with pregame starting at 11 o'clock. The lone loss of the year for Audubon came in a 1-point game at Remsen St. Mary's there in a week one play. The Wheelers were led by Caden Smith on the ground with 26 carries for 203 yards, 3 touchdowns to go along with 1 receiving score. Ethan Clucky had 3 catches for 34 yards and the touchdown to go along with his pick six and fumble recovery. Cam ends a terrific season with a record of 8-3. Stat leaders for the Cougars on the night included Lane Speaker with 100 yards rushing on 19 carries. He had 5 catches for 114 yards and a touchdown, and also threw that 10-yard touchdown pass. Jacob Holstey finished the night with 6 catches for 91 yards and 2 scores. Nate Hensley was 11 of 20 passing for 203 yards and 1 touchdown toss. After the contest, that critical turn of events where the pick 6 gave Audubon the lead there in the first half from Ethan Klucky, and Klucky talked about that play developing.
Earlier before that, we were running a different zone with our corner sitting in the flat, and I decided right before that play, I knew they were going to run the exact same thing because I saw the formation, and their quarterback was looking to it right away just like the first time, and we switched it up, and I came from the inside out to the flat, and he was running that inside slant, and I was able to get right under it and bring it to the touchdown.
Klucky talked about the excitement of getting the win to move to the semis.
Thank you. Yeah, it feels amazing. We've been so close so many years. Even I was a freshman the one year we made it to the second round of playoffs, and those years kill. Last year stuck in me for a long time, and it happened to be the same team here in the second round of playoffs, and they gave it their all, and so did we, and we happened to come out on top.
Audubon head coach Sean Burks talked about his team gutting out a tough win.
Yeah, really, really impressed with our kids' integrity and grit and just toughness tonight. I mean, they could have got on each other, they could have got on the refs, they could have got on their coaches, and they just responded. You know, Cam is incredible. I mean, they are incredible. They're really, really good. You know, they're top notch. They're physical. They're athletic. They're a really tough matchup for us, and for us to come out here and play the way we did, get the victory the way we did, really, really impressed with us, and hats off to Cam for us. A heck of a battle again.
And Coach Burks talked about what the importance is here for the community getting to the semifinals for the first time since 1989.
Yeah, it's huge. It's bigger than us. It's bigger than this. You know, it's there's so many people these guys are going to hear from this week. It's really, really special for this town, this community, all the graduates here. Really, really happy for these guys. You know, it's just hope they enjoy the next week, and hopefully we have more than a week.
And the rest of the scores from last night's quarterfinal round play. An 8-man, it was Don Bosco, 67-28 over Easton Valley. Remsen St. Mary's picked up a 34-20 win over Fremont Mills. Turkey Valley, 64-14 over HLV. So the top four teams in the RPI will all be in the semis there in 8-man, as it'll be Audubon, Remsen St. Mary's, and then Don Bosco facing Turkey Valley in the other semi. That other one will be at 9 o'clock on Thursday morning. In Class A, it's Grundy Center, a 35-20 win over MFL Marmac. St. Ansgar, 36-0 over Earlham. West Hancock beat South O'Brien, 43-0. Woodbury Central, 34-23 over North Tama. In Class 1A play, Iowa City Regina knocks off West Branch 30-20. Van Meter, a hard-fought 10-6 win over South Central Calhoun. West Lyon defeated Dyke New Hartford 36-14. And it was West Sioux able to come back and get a win. Trainer had a lead near halftime of that game, but West Sioux comes back and wins at 41-24, the final there, as the Cardinals' terrific season comes to an end. In Class 2A, Algona was a 48-15 winner over Greene County. OABCIG picked up a 48-20 win over PCM. Waukon topped West Liberty 32-12, and Williamsburg beat Clear Lake 35-21. In Class 3A, Western Dubuque, a 29-7 winner over North Scott. Lewis Central grinded out a 12-0 win over Dallas Center Grimes. Sergeant Bluff Luton, 54-28 over Norwalk. And Solon, a 24-0 win over Pella. In 4A, Bettendorf, 24-14 over Cedar Falls. Cedar Rapids Kennedy beat Urbandale, 27-13. Dowling Catholic, 42-14 over Ankeny. And West Des Moines Valley was a 26-10 winner over Waukee. That sets up the semifinals now for next week at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. We already mentioned those two games on the schedule for 8-man there on Thursday morning. And once again, we'll have Audubon Remsen St. Mary's pregame at 11 noon kickoff next Thursday. In other action, it was in Class A, the semis will be played Friday. 10 o'clock game between St. Ansgar and Grundy Center. And then a 1 o'clock matchup between West Hancock and Woodbury Central. In Class 1A, it'll be Van Meter taking on Iowa City Regina at 10 o'clock Saturday morning, and West Sioux will face West Lyon at 1 o'clock there Saturday afternoon. Also on Saturday in Class 2A at 4 o'clock, it'll be Algona facing OABCIG and Waukon taking on Williamsburg at 7. And then in 3A, those semis will be played on Thursday at 5:30. It'll be Western Dubuque taking on Lewis Central, and then Solon takes on Sergeant Bluff Luton at 8:30. And in 4A, West Des Moines Valley will face Bettendorf at 4 o'clock on Friday evening. And then Dowling Catholic will take on Cedar Rapids Kennedy at 7 o'clock there on Friday night. That's a look at your high school football rundown. Also in high school sports, the state girls swim meet got underway yesterday in Marshalltown with a number of prelim events to determine finalists for today's action. Atlantic's Claire Christensen qualified in the 50-yard freestyle with the 11th fastest time of 24:50. She also had the 11th fastest time in the 100-yard freestyle prelims to qualify for the finals. Her time in that 100-yard free race was 53:63. Anna Maria Lowry just missed out on the 200-yard freestyle finals with the 23rd fastest time, and she was 24th in the 500 free prelims. To go along with Christensen's events today, the 200-yard freestyle relay team of Aaliyah Hermanson, Kate Landhouse, Anna Maria Lowry, and Claire Christensen will compete. They had the 12th best qualifying time, and the 400-yard freestyle relay team of Hermanson, Alexis Reynolds, Lowry, and Christensen will test their 16th fastest time there in competition today as well, the YWCA in Marshalltown. Moving on there from high school sports to the college athletic field, Iowa needs a victory at 16th-ranked Wisconsin today to climb back into the Big Ten West race. They need more production out of Nate Stanley, leading an offense than 2 years ago when the Hawkeye offense failed to score in a 38-14 loss in Madison.
You know, he's got more experience under his belt, and I think he'll probably handle it a little bit better. Hopefully, all of us around him will handle it better too and help him a little bit more, because it was there wasn't much good that we did up there a couple years ago, and that's, we'll find out, it's either an aberration or it's a trend. Hopefully, not a trend.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz. The Badgers have steamrolled opponents at home, and Ferentz says the Hawkeyes need to stay in the game early and limit mistakes. Iowa's offense has only scored a total of 32 points in the last four games in that series.
Like most teams that are good on win-loss percentage, you know, their defense has been really consistently good, and certainly no exception this year. They've had four shutouts and just playing really good defense, giving up the fewest amount of yards in the Big Ten. So you're playing an outfit that's tough to score against.
And you can hear that one this afternoon on KJN. Pregame at 1, kickoff with Camp Randall Stadium will be at 3 o'clock there in Madison. That'll also be televised on Fox. Iowa State will go on the road to face 9th-ranked Oklahoma tonight. The Cyclones are 5-3, while the Sooners will be looking to bounce back after a loss to Kansas State.
You know, I think a very standard Oklahoma team in terms of what they've been built on in recent years. Elite playmakers in the skill positions on both sides of the football, and an elite quarterback and a guy that's playing at a really high level. So a great challenge for our football team.
That's Iowa State coach Matt Campbell, who says a loss to Oklahoma State showed the Cyclones they need a complete effort to win.
You have to win in the margins to be successful, and that's not going to change. It's kind of who we are, and it's kind of where we live. And I think the great thing about this team is we know exactly who we are going into the month of November.
And the Campbell says the Sooners have one of the nation's top quarterbacks in Jalen Hurts. Kickoff from Memorial Stadium in Norman, Oklahoma is at 7 o'clock here tonight. That one will also be televised there on Fox. And also in college football action here today, in other play, it will be the Drake Bulldogs at home to take on Jacksonville. They will play at a 1 o'clock kickoff today there at Drake Stadium. And also in play here today, Northern Iowa will be in action at home as well at the Unidome. It'll be a 4 o'clock kickoff this afternoon as they host Indiana State. And in college hoops last night, it wasn't an overstatement, Fran McCaffrey said. He asked about junior center Luca Garza. McCaffrey said he's one of the hardest working guys I've ever been around. He never takes a possession off at either end. Garza showed that work ethic Friday, opening up the season with a double-double. Iowa pulled away in the second half for an 87-60 win over SIU Edwardsville. Garza, Iowa's leading returning scorer from a team that reached the second round of the NCAA tournament last year, had 20 points and 12 rebounds as the Hawkeyes won that season opener. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports has been brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.